Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Grace greetings to all of you. Thank you for joining me today on our continuing journey into different passages from the Word and different stories. I want to start today with a little story from years ago in my own life. I heard two preachers talking about another older preacher who had experienced some pretty rough times in his ministry. The guy had fallen into sin and failure, but he just kept going and was still being used of God, of course. And the one preacher commented that he wondered what kept that guy going in spite of everything that happened to him. And I heard the other one say, well, because if he quits preaching, he's going to go to hell. He has to keep preaching. It's his call. And the first guy nodded in agreement, and they both quoted Matthew 7:21. And the fact that if they don't do the will of the Father, that they're going to be out of God's will, that they're going to suffer God's judgment. I'm taking my time here. I want to say this right. We're going to use the scripture, and we're going to talk about it in context for a moment. The belief among these ministers, and I'm not picking on anybody, but those that feel that way, where Matthew 7:21 says, he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven, they believe that if God tells you to do something, you don't do it, then you're going to be rejected because you didn't obey God's will. And this thinking is usually held by those who also believe that you could be in God's perfect will or you could be in God's permissive will. And they say his perfect will is what he wants, and his permissive will is what he allows. And I would counter with, doesn't he allow anything? I mean, if there are two wills of God for man, which one must you do to, quote unquote, go to heaven? Well, in order to properly understand that text, we need to read further to find the context. In verse 23 of Matthew 7, Jesus makes it clear that those to whom he's speaking were never believers in the first place because he says, I never knew you. And this tells us that someone who knows the Lord but fails to do everything he tells them to do has no fear that they're going to be rejected because they know Jesus. Jesus tells us in verse 21 that those who get to enter into the kingdom are those who do the will of my Father. There can't be two wills of the Father, one perfect will, the other permissive will, because that would make one path of God less than perfect. God's will and plan for your life is always perfect. Anything that you do other than that is always permissive. Even living in sin is permissive, since God doesn't strike you down dead. But nobody wants to live underneath the power of sin. The will of God must be universal for every man, so that salvation is the same everywhere. We know the will that Jesus is speaking about is not the Ten Commandments, because Paul calls those the ministry of death and the ministry of condemnation. So what might the will of God be? Jesus was asked the same question after he feeds the 5,000. John 6:28-29, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answers and says to them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. So Jesus defines God's will as man placing faith in Jesus Christ. Only faith placed in Jesus Christ and his finished work is going to produce the kind of works that every believer really desires. So if the old preacher mentioned at the beginning of this podcast were to quit preaching, he's not going to go to hell because he stopped walking in his call. He would probably be miserable because he would not be using the gift God gave him to minister to people, but he wouldn't have to fear being rejected on the judgment day. Listen, if you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you have fulfilled the will of the Father, and you will not be rejected as if he never knew you, because 2 Timothy 2:13 says he cannot deny himself. Well, guess who lives in you? Christ. And since God can't deny himself, he cannot deny you. Rest in that knowledge today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.